Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stay comfortable year-round with expert HVAC installs, $0 down. Payments from $150 a month. Schedule now at anthonyphc.com. On the Kansas side, 435 eastbound, heavy from 69 Highway overpass Metcalf with an accident blocking at least one lane of traffic. Money-back guarantees and parts and labor warranties mean you aren't just buying products, you are securing your investment. For a limited time, receive a free furnace when you purchase an AC. Schedule your complimentary proposal online at anthonyphc.com. Alan Korn, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
I mean, I'll remind you every single second of every single moment of this show today. If you missed it or you slept under a rock like Patrick the Starfish, Jack Caglione is officially a Kansas City Royal. He got the call last night to the show. The announcement came via Jeff Passan on X, formerly known as Twitter. The Royals are calling up the number one prospect in their organization, Jack Caglione. I think I might go to the courthouse today and officially change my last name.
To?
Caglione.
I don't think he would allow that. You'd probably be arrested and have that restraining order, you know, reenacted around you of 5,000 yards or whatever Ryan has against me.
Good point.
So Jack Caglione coming up today. Great move by the organization. I think for me, for my standpoint on this, I think we can finally turn the page now on the Glass regime and understand that this is not your same old Kansas City Royals that they were under David Glass. John Sherman has a new vision for this team. John Sherman has a new way of owning this team. J.J. Piccolo is being empowered to go out and make moves that maybe Dayton Moore and the regime behind were not able to do because of ownership. This, to me, is more of a tribute to John Sherman than it is to anybody else inside this organization to allow them to bring this guy up, because I think there's, what, 10 days or something left until you get that Super 2 designation, which means you get that extra year of a player. But also what it shows is that they're tired of, I don't want to use the term losing, because they're not losing. What, three games over 500, just a game back of the final playoff spot. They're not losing, but they recognize there was a problem and they're going out there and they're fixing that problem. They're not just saying, well, it'll eventually take care of itself. Guys will start to get hot. Mm-hmm. We've seen 2 months of nobody hitting the baseball on this team, and we've seen an entire month of the shortstop not hitting the baseball on this team. Something had to give. And when you look around the landscape of Major League Baseball and the players that you could go out and acquire, who's really going to move the needle at this point in time, right? And so you got a kid in the minor leagues that has shown the minor leagues that he's too good for them. Mm. He forced their hand, and they have a need for Jack Caglione up here. But I do give John Sherman a lot of credit for allowing the organization and empowering J.J. Piccolo to go out there and make these moves, because I don't think the same empowerment was there before when Glass owned the team. And that's the fact, Jack. That's Jack facts.
What are your guys' expectations? Mac, Bob, what are your expectations for young Caglione in the big leagues?
Okay, so my expectation for Jack Caglione is everybody else getting better. That's my expectation for Jack Caglione. I'm not going to put a number. I'm not going to put a limit. I'm hoping what Jack Caglione does is he comes in, he's a pressure release valve, and it releases all of the pressure on everybody else in that lineup. Because over the last month, Bobby's hitting 250. He's trying to chase pitches that he's never chased before. They're not giving him anything to hit. He's clearly been very frustrated at the plate. There's no doubt about that. Vinny's starting to pick it up a little bit. Salvi had three hits yesterday, but they're still not getting the hits when they matter most. They're not coming through in those pressure situations. So I hope Jack Caglione is simply makes everybody else in the lineup better, more relaxed, and more efficient when they come up to the plate. That's my expectation for Jack Caglione. I know I'm different than everybody else, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who think he's going to hit 70 homers or 60 homers or 50 homers or whatever the case may be. And if he doesn't do that, you're going to be mad, but that's your expectation. My expectation is just come up here and give this lineup an opportunity to smoke a cigarette and relax for 5 minutes. You know, that's what they need at this point in time.
They've played 60 games.
That's right.
So there's 102 baseball games left. And hypothetically, let's say Caglione plays all 102 of those games, right? 162 games in a season, 60 have been played. So you're past the, you know,
You're past the third mark of the season.
You're starting to get into the nuts and bolts of the season where losses are now a little bit more heavy.
Yeah,
right?
They are,
The 5, 6, 7 game win streaks are a little bit more magnetized towards your standing rankings and all that sort of thing. So I think my expectations are just be one of a few pieces needed to really, you know, fix this team up, right? The offense is beaten up pretty bad. The offense is pretty sluggish. You're just one of the other, like, I still think there are other pieces you can acquire. I don't think you are the end all be all. If you don't work, then this team's a failure. I don't think that's the case. I also will tell you, seeing this young man play in AA and AAA with my own eyes, it's not like that. His demeanor is calm. It's cool. Watch him engage with fans and kids and sign autographs and even tell the old guys that are trying to get 17 baseball cards signed, yeah, you don't exist. Oh, what's your name? You got a baseball? Threw it to a kid 7 years old.
Oh, did he blow off old men with cards? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the best. Oh, yeah. I like him even more.
Alex and I were there standing to watch like what had happened. Like, this guy's got a binder. And Alex is like, you know, they hate that, right? I'm like, of course. And he sees the guy, moves immediately past him, goes down the ramp. There's a little kid standing there, probably 7 years old with a baseball. And Jack just kind of clapped, kid threw the ball to him. Jack signed it, grabbed the ball, threw it back to the kid. He caught it. And he was like, did you catch it? And he's like, yep, got it. He's like, thank. And he's like, have a good day. And the kid, ear to ear.
Smile.
Of course. Day, week, month, year, mate.
Yes.
So there's all
adult
this.
Adult with baseball card binder. Total loser. Like, total loser.
I've got one.
You're not showing up and waiting outside of a ballpark.
No, I'm not. I'm at my house.
No, that's a hobby.
At the ballpark. Yeah, at the ballpark. I told you the story. I saw a guy one time go, what player am I? And the guy didn't know. Neither did I. I mean, why would I? But like walking into the stadium, the guy goes, can I get your autograph? The guy goes, who am I? The guy had no idea who he was, right? Like, if I was, I'd sign the wrong cards.
Is there any sort of athlete that, or player real quick, I guess, that, you know, the expectation sports, like locally or and nationally, that you like were high up on?
Well, I think Juan Soto and what he's going through in New York right now with the expectation. Do not have Juan Soto expectations for Jack Caglione. You'll be severely disappointed. But I think everybody had expectations for Alex Gordon when he came up to the big league. He was the next George Brett, right?
Yeah, that was tough. Opening day against Curt Schilling.
You know, Zach Greinke had expectations when he came up here to this level. I personally had expectations for Ryan Sims when he was drafted sixth overall. That was a hell of a defensive line draft. I thought he'd be really, really good. Anybody that you had high expectations for and maybe never met their mark?
Jonathan Baldwin.
Baldwin is a good
one. Yeah, for sure.
Clyde, right? The moral of the story is he wasn't the guy that I thought he could be. Don't have high expectations for these guys, and then you won't think they stink when they don't reach the expectation that you sent for them. That's why for Caglione, for me, it ain't about Cags. Take the pressure off of everybody else in that lineup. Score some runs. This team scoring 4 or 5 runs a game. Cags was worth it. He did it what he needed to do up here at the big league level.
May not even be him that does it. It just might be his addition that gets other
people. That's exactly
going.
Right. Yeah.
Sandwich in between Vinny and Sal's my expectation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.